So, folks, back here with Dr. Terry Cole Whitaker. And Terry, we were just speaking about just persons' vibrations and energies and their minds being controlled and programmed just by society and the media and everything out there. What are, for those that are just new to kind of the things you teach, and just for the person just brand new hearing this, what kind of would be, where do they start? Like if they've never even meditated before, or just don't even, all this is foreign to them. What can they do? What can that person do to just get in a better state?
Well, first of all, they need to breathe. They're probably not breathing. They're so scared. Very little breath, so their oxygen starts. One good way also, and it helps prevent pneumonia or anything else, is breathe steam. And you're getting pure, almost pure oxygen. So in the morning when you're making your tea or your coffee or whenever, or you're cooking or you're doing, or just put a little pan of water on the on your stove. And because remember when, I make people don't, but when I was a kid, if you had a cold or something, you put, you know, maybe Vicks or something, you put eucalyptus oil in the water and you put a towel over your head and you just steam, see? And so that, first of all, that's it. People need to get oxygen and they need to breathe. Okay, that's number one. And then the next, take your shoes off and get your feet on the soil. When people are living in these multiple story places, they have no connection to the earth vibration. So they're all continually connected to those electronics that are in the building. And they're even putting it under the highway, so people can have no driving cars, so everybody could be in their smart city with their smartphone and their smart sex doll and their smart computer because they're so dumb. Everything is switching, is switching is switching. When something says this is good for you and you're being told that by the powers that be, it's bad. When they're told it's bad, it's good. It's like you have to take your power back.
I love it.
And and each person out there, you have to look at, wait a minute, you're an eternal being. You cannot die. It, you might think you can because everybody tells you you can or you can, whatever. You who you are cannot because you are the life force itself. You are eternity. You are life. Life doesn't happen to you. That's the movie out there. You're the movie projector.
It's powerful.
Because of what's in the film or what's in the consciousness. So when you look at your consciousness as the next thing, has all of these words and everything, and when you're watching these programs and you're frightened, check along to all the different those stations. They're all saying the same thing. You should find out who's paying their salaries. And on these actors, it's just, you know, they're actors. It's just, it's, you know, it's a show. It's a movie. And I used to tell people, why are you paying the money to go see a horror film when that's going to be your future life? And you're paying for it.
Yeah, that's the news now, like all of it, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, and it's not really the news.
Yeah.
No, no, no. That has, right where, and another thing, this is another thing, besides breathing, folks, right where you are, right now, probably all is fine. Right now. So you want to, what you want to do is be here, and people aren't right now here. They're in their mind, in the past, trying to change something or find some little morsel or tidbit of pleasure or glorify themselves or hate themselves. And these are all vibrations. Because those are sounds. And then our emotions, when you react to a word, if and the mind is programmed through fear and guilt.
It's programmed to, pardon me, to what?
It's programmed through fear and guilt.
Fear and guilt, yeah.
All words cause a person to be afraid because words are lies. Because a word cannot describe you. There's no word to describe you. So what we have is we have this false ego that we put together in order to be a product in this reality and to survive in an economic system where you're born into economic slavery. Because if you don't have money, forget it. See, and that's not true. That's not true originally. That's not who we are. And when we, so people need to do some research. And there's some great researchers out there to find out who they really are. And spiritually.
Yeah.
And what their powers are and abilities. So it's breathing. It's getting barefooted outside where you're touching the soil.
Okay.
Bringing harmony back into your life. Don't listen to music on sounds that say the words. Remember, you took a fine time to leave me, Lucille, you know, like old country western song. You can feel bad.
Right.
You could suffer some more. And I had a terrible childhood. Well, it's not here now.
Yeah. Right.
Why are you living there? Why are you bringing that in now?
Mm-hmm.
It's not you.
Yeah.
It's not who you are.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's that, and the basic thing is to start watching your mind. Your mind is the greatest terrorist weapon ever invented.
I love that. I love when I've heard you say that before. But people, yeah. Terry, people are so, you know, I think a lot of people connect with this, but they just don't know how to disconnect from their future and their past mental activity that's dragging them down when it does.
Well, because they have no knowledge. They have a poor fund of knowledge. Everything they've been taught was basically a lie. School, it's true or false. Who's making the program? Children are geniuses. All you need to allow them to figure out how things work.
Yeah.
You know, we're brilliant. But you see, we're divine beings, real divine beings, and that's why it's so hard for real divine beings, real people, to wrap their minds around what it appears to be happening so horribly all throughout the world, because it's not divine, and even human is a concept. So everybody tells you how you're supposed to be, and whatever your religion was, and you're supposed to suffer, and if you suffer long enough, you'll go to heaven, or if you're bad, you're going to go to hell. So these are all programs to control people, because we're the source of this reality. But now, with so much cellular kind of a thing, for machines, don't need a lot of people now. We really don't want them to be troublesome. We'll just have machines do everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then people say, oh, good, then I'll be part machine. Oh, good. But you're doing that. People have no idea what they're doing to themselves.
I agree.
And what they're locking into. So they need people, when people say, oh, I love myself, those are the most miserable people. You can't love yourself. You have to have an object of love. And that object of because people want to feel love, but you can't get it. See, everybody's trying to get happiness, get feeling better. Or I mean, I want to get some love. I want to get some sex. I want to get some money. Because it's all out there. If I can get that, and I can get that, then I can finally feel good and be happy. It's not out there. That's the effect of your consciousness that you've been programmed to accept and believe and therefore project.
Wow.
And your body is a musical instrument. It's a manifesting machine based on your vibration that you're sending out through your consciousness, emotions, feelings, words, sounds with meanings that have been given to you, and dictionaries, words, that are then creating this false and a virtual reality that basically pixels.
Incredible. Incredible. Terry, if you can hold one moment, I want to come back with you. And I know you wanted to say something about music and about creating our own. Hollywood Sentinel, speaking with Dr. Terry Cole Whitaker. Terry, please hold the line. I'll be right there.